This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Comedian Colin Quinn talks to us in just a moment. But first, a teenage boy was arrested for Instagramming Eminem lyrics that referenced the Columbine shooting. A teenager was arrested in Fresno, California, after he posted some Eminem lyrics on his Instagram, which referenced the deadly 1999 Columbine High School shooting. School officials shut down the school and contacted the police, who arrested the boy. Subway may have known about spokesperson Jared Fogle's alleged desire to have sex with children since 2008. Cindy Mills was a Subway franchisee in Florida from 2006 to 2012. She says Jared Fogle started calling her every day after she met him at a company event in 2008. She says he would make inappropriate comments, telling her he really liked them young. Mills says Fogle told her that he'd had sex with child prostitutes, some as young as 9, in both Thailand and the United States, and even encouraged her to prostitute herself on Craigslist. Comedian Colin Quinn is performing his one-man show all over the place. We caught up with him when he was having breakfast at a diner.
Yes.
Mike Bennett, you're expecting our call, right?
Yeah, I am. I know I didn't sound like it. I sound like an irritable ass, but I was expecting a call.
Okay, and where are you? Sound like you're in the middle of a knife fight.
I'm in a diner, but I can leave in a couple of minutes.
Make sure you leave a good tip.
I always do.
What are you having for breakfast, Colin?
Bacon, eggs, french fries, and English muffin, and a Coke.
The breakfast of champions.
Yeah. Apparently, I haven't gotten the memo on heart disease.
And nutrition, yeah. So next, you're going to be performing again at Ridgefield Playhouse. Are you surprised that they're having you back?
Yeah, it's becoming my real go-to place.
Haven't they figured out that, you know, this isn't working?
Well, you know, I'm sure they have a playhouse. They have to put something in there. You know what I mean?
And this
I'm local.
Yeah, yeah. And this is going to be the show that you did on Broadway?
Off-Broadway.
Off-Broadway, okay. But the show you did off-Broadway?
Basically, yeah, with some new twist to it.
Amy Schumer is calling you daddy?
Whoa. I like that question. What's it like to have Amy Schumer call you daddy? that was great. It was fun.
Under what circumstances did she call you daddy?
It was a movie we did.
Oh. You played her father in Trainwreck?
Yeah.
Aren't you about the same age?
No, I'm about 20 years older.
Oh, okay. All right. So you had it when you were just a wee lad.
Yes, exactly.
All right, so this play is, this one-man show, if you will, is all about the life that you've led in New York City and how it's changed. How has it changed?
It's changed in the sense that people are much more like, they try to be like the rest of the country. They're polite. They're trying to be positive. They're trying to be like all the political correctness that the rest of the country apparently worships. Fine, but don't bring that to New York. The whole point of New York is the open city where you can say whatever you want.
Can you imagine being born somewhere other than New York City?
Oh, my God. I'd be even more boring than I am now.
That's hard to believe, frankly.
Well.
So now, when the waitress comes over to you in this diner, does she realize that she's dealing with a comic genius?
Only when I keep throwing hints around. I'll open my computer to, you know, me doing stand-up and go, oh, excuse me, I was just watching this amazing humor. And then hopefully she'll lean back, you know. I think she's from, like, Estonia anyway, so she might not understand it. It doesn't translate well. My act in Eastern Europe.
You know, that's very politically incorrect, what you just said.
No, you're allowed to say it about any Europeans. It's totally acceptable. If I said any other ethnicity, then it would be politically incorrect.
Oh, okay. I got to remember that rule.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I do tip big, and I think that if you don't tip big, and your show business is kind of crummy, you know? But, I mean, otherwise, I don't have to behave a certain way, because what's the point? All you have to do is take pictures with people. It's fine. Unless you're in the middle of, like, an argument with your girlfriend or something, and some brutal argument, she's crying, you're screaming, and then people come over and you're like, hey, and take a picture. Girlfriend's looking at you like, you phony piece of garbage. You know what I mean?
But enough about last night.
Right, exactly.
So whereabouts do you draw all your inspiration? Just walking around and watching people?
Yeah, just from interacting, just from my behavior and everybody else's behavior. It's mostly all behavioral stuff to me. Like, even when I did the Constitution show, it's like, it's still human behavior, you know? That's what's funny to me.
Do you pick on your audience members?
That's not what I do. If they want to, after the show, I'll pick on them. But, yeah, I'm not really a big, I don't work the crowd that much.
All right, so they're going to watch you, and they're going to be laughing so hard, they'll probably be having to leave and get oxygen and things like that.
Well, that would be ideal.
Right? Get them laughing to the point where they're sick.
Yeah, that would be, I mean, I've had a couple of people actually vomit, but that was, I think it was from drinking, not from laughing, during my shows. Over the years, I remember one time this beautiful couple, and I mean, they looked like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, only in Cleveland, if you can believe that. And they were well dressed, and I started cursing the rest of the crowd. The crowd was so rowdy that night. And I go, this is the kind of crowd I want, these people. And about 2 minutes later, they both stood up and fell down and passed out right in front of the stage. So that's the kind of crowd I used to draw. That's why I like theater better.
Well, enjoy the rest of your breakfast, Colin Quinn. Thank you for a couple of minutes, and all the best to you at Ridgefield.
Thanks, you guys. Bye.
With comedian Colin Quinn, I'm Mike Bennett, and you are listening to America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Harley Davidson used social media to show off his 2016 model line. Some of our less expensive urban-themed friends have received major upgrades.
Awesome.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. 2016 Harley-Davidson's black custom models, including the Iron 883 and 48, gain upgraded suspension, lighter wheels, improved seating, extra rear suspension. The Street 500 and 750 models get new brakes, and all soft tails except the Street Bob get 103 cubic inch engines. The Road Glide Ultra gets the Project Rushmore treatment. If you don't realize what fresh Project Rushmore does to the trade-in values of preceding hogs, tune in tomorrow. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. In the U.S., 25 states completely prohibit first cousins from marrying. Some states, like Texas, Utah, and Kentucky, make it a criminal offense to marry your first cousin. But in Wisconsin, you can marry your first cousin under two conditions. First, provide a signed statement from a physician guaranteeing that either the bride or groom is permanently sterile. What is the second condition? The final verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
In Wisconsin, it's okay to marry your first cousin if the blushing bride is 55 years or older. And that's the final verdict.